Here at home, the Labor Party is considering not just new leadership after its weekend election loss. There's a review of its failed campaign too, and it's reconsidering its policies, including some of the big ones like climate change. Political reporter Melissa Clark joins us from Parliament House. Mel, the latest on Labor's leadership shortly, but first there's soul-searching on the party's stance on some of these very big issues.
Yeah, and climate change is one of the key ones. It was a central issue in the campaign, and really it's been at the heart of a lot of political discord for more than a decade now. Tony Burke, who's been Labor's shadow environment minister, and he's a senior leader in the party as the manager of opposition business in the last Parliament, he's saying that climate policy that have been brought to the Australian people by Labor have been rejected over the last 12 years now, really, by both voters or the Parliament, and suggests that this market-based approach that they're continuing to try to push for can't seem to succeed. And he says there needs to be a compromise, and given you can't compromise on the need for action, he says there needs to be a compromise on the mechanism. Here he is explaining what he thinks Labor needs to do.
I think we now need to be at the table of working through what are the other ways of reaching targets beyond simply saying we'll have a market mechanism. Because while I still believe it's the most efficient policy, every academic will tell you it's the most efficient policy. You sit down and look at it, business knows it's the most efficient policy. But you have to get to a point where you say it's not happening.
Labor's environment spokesman Tony Burke speaking on ABC News. So, Mel, how significant would a policy change like that be?
Well, more than a decade of pushing for a market mechanism and one that the Labor Party thought it could potentially reach agreement with the coalition on, when historically the coalition has supported market approaches. So to suggest now it's time to step away would be a significant shift if the Labor Party were to follow it. Now, Tony Burke didn't set out what alternative approach he thought Labor should adopt. He pointed to the acceptance of more direct approaches rather than a market mechanism like a carbon price. But to talk about direct action style approaches really is a concession of defeat for a 10-year-long fight, and also a move towards pragmatism. But we should be clear, this is Tony Burke musing out loud. It's not a policy change, but it's significant to the extent that a senior Labor Party figure would say they need to reassess what has been a fundamental policy for a decade.
And the other big change is the leadership of the party. Of course, it appears Anthony Albanese won't face a challenger at all now.
Jim Chalmers was the last potential serious candidate who might have put his hand up, and today he's confirmed he won't be contesting. So that means the other potentials, Tanya Plibersek, Chris Bowen, and now Jim Chalmers, have all ruled themselves out. So unless a dark horse crops up at the last minute, Anthony Albanese will be the party's next leader, and he won't have to face a ballot in order to take on that role. It's meant that the focus now is really shifting ahead to who will be the deputy leader. Now, there's expectation Richard Marles, who is from the Victorian right, will contest that role and has a lot of factional support for that. Also considering whether or not she wants to throw her hat into the ring is Claire O'Neill, who's also from the Victorian right. So there's probably going to be a lot of factional discussions going on over the next day or two. There's certainly desire in the party to see women in the leadership position. It's also possible Jim Chalmers could decide that a deputy position is one he would be willing to take on. But look, whatever the senior team that ends up leading the Labor Party now following this electoral defeat, there's going to be plenty for them to manage, because the party really needs to reset and particularly reconnect with the voting public that abandoned it to some extent at the weekend's election.
Indeed. Melissa Clark, thank you very much. Melissa Clark, our political reporter in Canberra.